As many of you may know, I went through what is now called OCIA. Before this, I knew little about the Catholic faith. As I've grown older, I love the then and there Christmas story. You know it. It's the one we just heard from the gospel reading today. It begins in those days, and it happened in that region. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. It's a story about Mary and Joseph, shepherds keeping watch over their flock by night. An angel's good news of great joy and a newborn child wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. It's the story we sing in our hymns, portray with our manger scenes, and read with our children and grandchildren. The older that I get, the longer I live, and the more I experience the beauty and pain of life, however, the less interested I am in what happened then and there, in those days, and in that region. I'm much more interested in what is happening there, here and now, in these days, and in this region. That's the only Christmas story that really matters and makes a difference to us. I don't want us to just settle for just telling or celebrating the then and there Christmas stories. I want us to live the here and now Christmas stories. I'm not talking about whether you and I have been born again, but whether Jesus has been born again in us. What good is it to us that if the angel announces good news of great joy to the shepherds living in the fields, if that the good news is not also announced to us in the night fields of our lives? What good is it to us if Jesus is laid in a manger in Bethlehem, if he is not also born anew in us and cradled in the manger of our lives? What good is it to us if the shepherds go to see this thing that has taken place, if we do not also see in our own lives this thing that has happened? What good is it to us if Mary treasures and ponders how these things can be, if we do not also wonder at the mystery of God with us in our time and place? I want to find the child laying in the manger of my life here and now, don't you? Isn't that why we come here this night every year? What if you and I, our relationships, the circumstances of our lives, are the manger in which Jesus has been laid? If you want to know the child born again, born anew in your life tonight, look at the manger of your life. What do you see? What manger have you brought here tonight? Is it a manger of darkness? Tonight it is filled with the light of life. Is it a manger of chaos and conflict? Tonight it is filled with the Prince of Peace. Is it a manger of loneliness and abandonment? Tonight it is filled with the one who said, "I am with you always to the end of the age." Is it a manger of grief and sorrow? Tonight it is filled with the one who said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Is it a manger of death and loss? Tonight it is filled with the giver of life. Jesus' manger, our manger, holds all of this and more. His manger has never been emptied of its power and meaning, and never will be. It's the place where God's life and our life meet and intersect. Let's not forget that a manger is a feeding trough. It is the place where our lives are fed, sustained, and recreated in the midst of our life circumstances. Can this child's birth really change our lives? Well, let me ask you this. Did the birth of your child change your life and recreate your world? I can only speak for myself, but the birth of my three boys made me become a better version of myself. It made me realize it wasn't about just me anymore. Did your birth change your parents' lives and recreate their world? It probably did in more ways than one. Whatever the manger of your humanity holds tonight it is filled with divinity. Dorothy Day was once quoted as saying, "I'm so glad Jesus was born in a stable and he laid in a manger, because my soul is so much like a stable. It's poor and in unsatisfactory condition. Yet I believe that if Jesus can be born in a stable and lay in a manger, he can also be born in me." The promise of Christmas is that we will not leave here tonight unchanged. It might take us a while to recognize and live into this change, but the promise is trustworthy and true. To us is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. And that is good news of great joy for all the people, in every time, in every place, and in every life, especially here and now, in these days, and in this region, for you and me. Merry Christmas, everyone.